Sure. I think as I'm listening and to the responses, I think that in anything, it's always a matter of perspective. And we think that when we sacrifice unto the Lord that we're losing something because we are giving up something. But if we could change our perspective in that when we present ourselves as that living sacrifice acceptable holy unto God, then that opens the gateway for us to know God better, for us to experience his promises in a deeper revelation, because we don't want to stay as immature in the spirit. We want to be mature in the spirit and see those great and mighty things that we know not of. So when God asks us, and I can only relate it to my own walk, when he asks us to surrender, how am I going to perceive that? Am I going to perceive that as a loss and oh woe me, or am I going to perceive it like, wow, this is an opportunity that I get to know God better and that he's doing that good work in me. I might not understand the mechanism and exactly what he's trying to teach me, but I know that as I continue to seek his face, that he will reveal to me and he will take that diamond that he created, which is us, and he's polishing it. So when we surrender, that surrender should be of a willingness that I get this opportunity to give this to God, that my relationship is so steady with God and so intimate with him that I'm willing to give him what I deem in the flesh my most precious possession. And when we do that, when we are like to release our weight, to release the strongholds, the patterns that aren't serving us, the wrong concepts about food, how we've been taught that this food's good and this food is bad, rather than approaching it by perspective, will this food nourish my body and give me the energy that I want? Or will this food work against what my goals are and not give me the energy that I desire? So I think that it's a matter of perspective, at least for me, that I get the opportunity to let go and let God love me into wholeness.